Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm Chasm Radio Farm Director Joe Gill. It's brought to you each and every week by the fine folks at Midsota Trailer Sales and Service right off I-94 in Avon. Now this week we look at things from a political perspective. We welcome Senator Eric Putnam, representing District 14 of the DFL party, and Eric is from St. Cloud, also chairing the Agriculture, Broadband, and Rural Development Committee in St. Paul. He joined us this week, and he mentioned, as I said, Eric, could you summarize this session to date right now in St. Paul on how it's going?
You know, it has been really active, you know, and part of the reason it feels as active as it is we didn't really do a whole lot the last couple of years. So part of the busyness is contrast with some of the lack of accomplishment that we've had in years prior. It's pretty busy. It's busy across the entire legislature, though. I think we see the things that are happening on the floor, and they seem like really big deals. But we're just as busy in ag, even though we're not making the headlines as much.
Recently, Putnam was with State Representative Samantha Vang, chair of the A Committee in the House. They recently held a listening session in Pierce.
Oh, it was great. You know, it was absolutely fantastic. We had, you know, I want to say 150, 200 farmers all there, some people from a couple hours away. And I know you're not going to believe this, but politicians didn't say a word for an hour and a half. We just sat there and listened the whole time, and it was fantastic. It was really, really great just to see how the farmers kind of modeled the political conversation. The Senate could learn a ton from farmers, and that's how it went. People just talked about their concerns and their needs. There was no fighting. There was no name-calling. There was no partisan positioning. People just talked about the things that they needed. And I wish the legislature could learn how to do that a little better. You know, one thing about it that surprised me is, as I was talking to people, I was like, oh, well, you know, how did this session go last year when you guys did it? And they said, we've never done this before. And I thought, what? Like, it's not common to just have legislators come out and sit down and listen to farmers? And they said, no, that doesn't happen often. And that surprised and disappointed me a little bit.
Senator Eric Putnam of St. Cloud joining us here on Chasm Radio. I mentioned to Senator Putnam, too, just in an instance like the listening session in Pierce, there's a lot of value when it comes to those voicing their opinion, and it brings a lot of value to the table for our legislative leaders.
Yeah, I think it helps a lot. I mean, what happens in St. Paul can be pretty complicated sometimes, and we don't get the full nuance of it in the news. You know, we just hear, oh, this was passed or that was passed. And we don't understand the process that went into it. You know, I was never involved in politics before I actually ran for office very much. I didn't follow it as closely as I should have. And part of that's because it just seems so not attached to our lives. But when you go to events like this and you actually talk to people, it goes both ways, just like you're saying. I get a better idea of the kinds of decisions I should make in St. Paul, and people know why I make them. So I think it's good for everybody.
Senator Eric Putnam joining us here this morning. A mention to the senator on what does agriculture on a legislative platform look to do as there's such a focus on energy and the environment?
No, that's a great question. You know, there's a separate committee on energy and climate and those kinds of things. And the environment. There's a separate committee on the environment. And one of the weird things about St. Paul is, you know, some things overlap. Most things overlap. I remember when I first got to the Senate a couple of years ago, we were talking about something in the Higher Education Committee that was about high school teachers, and I said, well, have we ever had a meeting of both committees together just to talk about this? And everybody laughed at me, because, yeah, like as if we would meet together and talk about something together. How would that ever happen? So there are things that overlap, but there are also kind of jurisdictions that keep things separate. What we're doing in ag is I'm trying to focus a lot on innovation and on figuring out new ways to do things that are more environmentally sustainable without causing any kind of a burden on farmers. So how can we make some of our practices more sustainable, and how can we help farmers do those kinds of things, and how can those new practices be consistent with the things that farmers actually want? I think that's really important. One of the things we learned at the listening session, it was a consistent theme from everybody, was that nobody likes being told what to do by people who don't know what they're doing. And there's a real danger of that when we talk about some environmental practices and agriculture. So I think we're in the right right direction, though. We're moving in the right direction on this stuff.
Now, when it comes to budget targets, it looks like agriculture may have a chance to have access to a few more dollars when coming up with legislative measures and bills and programs at the Capitol.
You know, I'm supposed to jump up and down and say it's a historic investment in agriculture, but it's still not enough. Our budget target is likely to be one of the biggest that we've seen in a pretty long time, but it's still a drop in the bucket compared to how important agriculture is to the Minnesota economy and ways of life. So, it's better, but it's still not good enough.
Your Central Minnesota Farm Report on a Saturday morning. And also just a general question to Senator Eric Putnam. I said, give us a feeling of the tone of St. Paul right now. From us on the outside looking in, we sense a lot of division and lots of disagreement. And I mentioned to Putnam, if he could give us maybe an inside view on how he thinks those relations are when it comes to his counterparts across the aisle.
You know, what's funny is that, we talk a lot about partisan divides, and I don't think partisanship is the real big issue down there. The bigger concern is ego. You know, if people could just be a little bit more humble, we wouldn't have as many problems. That's on both sides of the aisle. It's funny, you can totally get along with someone from the opposite party, and then as soon as the cameras come on, or as soon as there's a radio reporter, or as soon as something's going on like that, or they're tweeting, then all of a sudden, we're the enemy. And that goes both ways. And I do think you're seeing, you know, at the state level, just like we do at the federal level, you have a kind of activist voice that just wants what they want. And that's in both parties. And there's not enough listening going on. And that's kind of where I'm at. I'm not an activist. I'm a legislator. My job is compromise. It's not, you know, to start a revolution or to stop one. It's to fix problems for people. And I wish there were a little bit more of that going on both sides of the aisle.
And Putnam concludes, if folks want to reach out to him, well, he says, simply give me a telephone call and we can start any discussion or you can bring any concern to the surface.
And I hope your listeners know that I'm pretty easy to get in touch with, too. My cell number is completely public. So the number I called you from, that number is on my webpage. It's on my Senate page. Give me a call. Give me a text if there's something I want to talk about.
Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service, featuring Senator Eric Putnam, representing District 14. He is chair on the Senate Ag, Broadband, and Rural Development Committee and hailing from St. Cloud. So we appreciate his time. We look forward to additional conversations during the session and all year long. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report. Have a good weekend.